Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Howdy, my name is Mike Jones and I'm not running for anything. Has a nice ring to it, I have to admit. As I've said many times before, I've been there, done that, and even though I've been encouraged to run again for a couple different city positions, my family answer to that is over your dead body. So here I am getting to be a political hack. Now there's a term you might want to not look up. So in 4 days, the voters will have their chance to vote their conscience, which I've been personally counseled to do. I take it I don't have to plead with the listeners of this radio station to go out and vote. But if you think about it, this has been the biggest and most weird display of those that have weird motives to make sure you vote. I would say keep your shirt on, folks, but that train left the station a long time ago. That said, I have already let you know of a couple of key issues and how I'm going to vote, and I hope you do too. First and foremost, Prop 22. Please vote yes here. Over 80% of the Uber and Lyft drivers want to remain independent drivers. Eliminating drivers' ability to work as independent contractors will end the flexibility that the vast majority of drivers need and has severely damaged the proven on-demand model that quickly matches customers with drivers. The results would be much longer wait times, significantly higher consumer prices, and the potential for permanent shutdown of services in many areas, eliminating thousands of jobs. I've also tried to tell you that Major C is a Trojan horse created by the progressive leftists. Please mark column no and keep the nonsense and confusion issue at bay. One vote, that's what I'm going to make. I'm going to surprise a few people, including myself, but I'm going to give Major H a yes vote. I'm not willing to roll the dice and see how far we can go in the hole after this pandemic issue has hit our sales tax base and will future erode our general fund. It's a tax on what we buy at 1.25 cents. And of course, the big ticket items will be the ones that will feel it the most. But keep in mind where you live and the quality of life that we enjoy here in Eureka. Finally, though I don't live in either wards, personally, there are only two people in the whole herd of people running for Ward 2 and 4. One, I've known Dot Yeager Wentworth for over 30 years and have worked with her in business dealings and found her to have one of the sharpest pencils and processes of business. She will be an asset to many branches of the city form of government. Likewise, in Ward 4, there's no doubt that the biggest standout and asset to the council would be a vote for William Bill Tuttle, another successful businessman in Eureka. And if you're doing the math by looking at the current city council, you'll see a huge minus sign of anyone that's run a business. Zero. Zip. Nada. It's time to have someone like Bill Tuttle up there keeping all departments on their fiscal toes. Goodness knows it's a good thing to keep the city on their toes. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.